read to you one verse of scripture to start. Then from there, who knows? Comes from the book of Proverbs, 14th chapter. Proverbs 14. Someone said amen. You found it already. Good. Proverbs 14. I'm going to read verse 12. Verse 12. Very short, but very to the point. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Father, we'd ask you, O God, again, just to take the words that you have left us and use them here this morning, O God, that we might understand exactly what it is that you would have for us. Lord, we know that there's a work to do. And Lord, we just ask that you will help us to find out what that work is, Lord, and do it. Help us, O God, as we study, as we learn. Father, that we might be what you would have us to be. Use us, O God, in your own kind of way. For it's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. There is a way that seemeth right. I've often thought of that scripture and thought about it a lot, how that everybody's got his own opinion. You know, we think we've got it all worked out. That we think, well, I'm good. I do good works. I mean, I help these people out down the road here. I give to the city. I sing in the choir. I take care of the grounds around the church. I do all these things. If my neighbor needs help, I jump right into it and give him a hand. That person who was hungry, there we help to supply some food for them. Good. But that isn't the way to heaven. That is the reward will be based upon this. Yes, absolutely. But the way. You see, a lot of people are depending upon the works that they do to make it into heaven. Well, works doesn't get it. Works is fine when it comes to the day of the reward. But that's up yonder in another category, you know. That's something else. That's when we have gained the right to stand before Christ for our just rewards. Wow! You know, the works that we do. But there has to be something take place far superior to this. He says, there is a way that seemeth right. You talk to anybody out there on the street to do gooders, and there's lots of them. And praise God for them. But They are happy and they're satisfied that the way they're living, the life that they're living, is good enough to make it into heaven without going all the way. You know, the churches are filled with peoples that love to make good impressions, we'll say. They love to do good works. They love to work hard in the church. They like to do it because it makes them feel good. You know, when you go out here and you do a good deed for somebody, you feel good. And you walk away from that and say, Lord smiled on me, didn't he? Huh? He's really pleased with me. And he is. And he is. Yes, absolutely. And that's great. But being deceived is very easily too. He says there is a way that seemeth right. And that is the way, the ways of works, that seemeth right. But the end thereof is death. Boy, that sounds a little unfair, doesn't it? I work all my days, I do all these good deeds and all this, and wind up before the judge, and he says, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Why is that? Well, if we all just look around a little bit in the scriptures, we're going to find in John 14:6. John 14:6 reads, as he was speaking, I believe, to one of the disciples by the name of Thomas. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The only way. There is only one way to God the Father, and that is through Jesus Christ, his Son.
Amen.
No other way can man be saved but by Jesus Christ. He shed his blood for you and I. What did we speak last Sunday?
Nailing Jesus on the cross.
Ah, she's got it. Yes. How Christ paid the price for you and I that we might have eternal life. Salvation. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Good work, fine and dandy. They just add up to it. That's, man, I hope when I get over there, there's a pile of them good works, but I'm afraid they're not going to be enough, you know. I wish that it was piled up so high that you could hardly see over it. I'm afraid it isn't there. But the thing is that one day I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I accepted the fact that he gave his blood for me, that I could have eternal life. As we talked last Sunday about the sacrifices that were given with animals and this, it simply appeased God. It did not take away sin, but the blood of Jesus Christ destroyed sin, period, zip. That's the end of it for you, if you have accepted it. Free gift. Makes it so simple. But people will constantly oppose it, try to fight it, try to do everything. They'll hold on the back of the seat. They'll do this, that, and the other thing. They'll avoid this altar like it was scalding water. That no way am I going to bend my knees down there and accept Jesus Christ, whom I can't see through the power of the Holy Spirit. That I, well, sometimes I feel convicted. But then, with the help of an alcoholic, why do I get rid of that? Too often, we try to get by without going through the gate. The gate being Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12 reads, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There's a thing going around and about today. I don't know, I pay no attention to it, so I could not verify it, boy, yay or nay. But there's a certain person on the TV with a big name. I think it's Oprah, isn't it? Something like that. Something like that. That says there are many ways into heaven. There is many ways, many paths that leads into heaven, and you can get on any of them and make it. Well, let me tell you, you better read the scriptures and see what it says there, because it says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me except." Right. The only way is Jesus Christ. I'll agree to one thing. Everybody on this earth today is walking a path. That path is leading somewhere. That path might be leading into a devil's hell, to destruction. It might be. Every one of us came together here this morning together in a different path. I came from Mount Quietdale Way. Tom came down on Harrison Avenue. You come up on Burton, I believe it was. And, you know, God knows where y'all rescued. Bob didn't have too far to come. He didn't come around the corner there. But the thing is, we all come from different paths. We came into one central spot right here together. We all came from different paths. I'll go along with you there. But the paths that we all took led to one path, one way, the truth and the life, Jesus Christ. No other way can you be saved but by the blood of Jesus Christ. No other way. No other name. And people today will say, yes, I was saved by the journeyman. They came to our church and I was saved by them. Or, what's his name? Charles Stanley. Yes, I was on the television listening. Charles Stanley saved me. No, he didn't. Charles Stanley, bless his heart, has led many people to the path that leads to Jesus Christ. Lushered them right on in, but each and every one of us individually, I don't care who, how much money you got or work, how much you put in the treasure, we come the same way, through the blood of Jesus Christ. No other way. It doesn't make any difference, and it's individual to each and every one of us. You ask a person, are you saved? Why, sure I'm saved. My grandpappy built that church out there. Yeah. And my mom and dad, they were faithful members of that church. Sure I'm saved. Are you saved? Personally. Each and every one of us individually have to answer for ourselves. If we have not accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, His blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, then we are not saved. Folks, you're just a blowing smoke. You missed it. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof, you missed it. It's death. Yes. The scriptures that I read to you at the beginning of the service, Hebrews 10. 19 and 20. You might turn there. It's a good one. It's a good one. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Jesus Christ made the way. Back in the old times, you all know the story, how the priest once a year would take the sins of people, and the priest would come into the outer chamber, and that's as far as they could go. The chief priest, one special man, had the authority to enter in behind the veil to take the sins of the people to appease God for a season. There was a veil, a curtain between the outers and the inners, the most holy place. That curtain separated the people from God. Thanks be to Jesus Christ. When he came, he gave his life, and that veil was ripped from top to bottom. It was spread wide open that you and I have the privilege to enter in to the holies of holies, to approach God, his throne, by the blood of Jesus Christ. No other way. No other way can you approach God's throne except through Jesus Christ. If we try to get the cart before the horse, we're in trouble. If we try to approach God directly without accepting his Son, Jesus Christ, it don't work. Folks, pray as you will, but accept through the blood of Jesus Christ, it won't get anywhere. But thanks be to God, he paid the price. He gave us now the opportunity at any time, anywhere. Where is the veil? Where is the holies of holies today? Where is it? right there. It's on our knees. So you say, well, I can't bend my knees. Yes, you can. You can bend your knees spiritually wherever you are. It doesn't make any difference if you're standing at your a counter at home in the kitchen. Your knees can be bowed because your heart is given to Jesus Christ. Yes. The holies of holies we can enter in at any time we please by his blood. He paid the price. Boy, I'm glad he did. Because as I said a while ago, I don't think I've got enough good works to even get your attention, let alone his. Depending upon my holy, my good works, whew, I'd be in trouble. And probably, maybe you would too. But thanks be to God. He knew it. Those sacrifices that were made back in the Old Testament time, bloody. Blood everywhere. It was probably, we'd say today, a real mess. But it took the blood. It took a sacrifice. It took that. Back from the very beginning. Back up a little ways. In the garden. When Adam and Eve were in the garden and they had sinned. They knew they had sinned. They felt within them they had sinned. They knew they had wronged God. When God came upon the scene, they tried to hide. They tried to hide. But they couldn't. God knew what they had done. They covered themselves with fig leaves. Didn't last. It took a sacrifice. He sacrificed animals to make skins to cover their sin. Temporary, you say. But once Jesus Christ died on that cross, things happened. Whoo, did it happen? Big booms, earthquakes, lightning, thunders, noises, all kinds of things happened because God was bringing man from the old unto the new. The blood of Jesus Christ. Wow. Such power. There's an old song that we sing so much, there's power in blood. Yes. Power in the blood. There's still power in the blood of Jesus Christ. We can have it. Today as we talked in Sunday school, it would seem like that Christianity as we know it, it seems to be kind of fading. That the United States in general seems to be going in the opposite way. But there is a small remnant. There is those still yet, like our little church, that still pray, that's still in communication with God. Well, folks, let me tell you, it's not going to be long. Get your people in. Did I make that clear? Get your people in. Because that day is coming and soon is upon us that he's going to call his church away. And those that are left, I don't even like to think about it. If your peoples are not saved, get in there and get them in. Whatever you have to do. Back in the book of James, it says some drag, some by fire, some by whatever. But whatever way it takes to do it, do it. If you have to take them by the scruff of the neck and bring them in, do it. Then let the Holy Spirit do the work. You can't save nobody. But like all these people before us have tried, they've showed them the way. And the Holy Spirit can do the work. All we have to do is just get out of the way and let him do it. You'll see things happen. Yes. If you have loved ones lost,
Get them in.
Because that day is so short. It could be this very day. Because the way things are going in the whole world, the way things are shaping up over there in Israel, and all the countries around are looking down on Israel, even here in this United States, how we seem to be drifting so far away from God, all these things, it can't be long. Read that book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. It'll tell you exactly. Time is so short. It may be this very day. Wow. If you've got a work to do, find out what it is and do it. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you for the words of God that you have given. And we pray, oh God, that we have been obedient, oh Lord, exactly as you would have. Lord, that we might feel within us a tug on our heart, Lord, to do more for you. To be obedient, Lord, when you call. Give us, oh God, a desire to see folks saved. Keep us, oh God, where we can be used. But use us, oh God, wherever we be. We ask you, Lord, just to take us all, use us. And Lord, if the heart has been tugged here this morning that needs a closer walk, we pray, Lord, that we have the courage just to stand up and come forward. That movement means so much. We ask you, God, to touch. For it's all in the name of Jesus and for his praise.